bigger school guys. I get around the Alabamas and the Ole Misses, and I kind of throw out the four natties every now and then. You know, they give me a little crap for it, but it's definitely fun to be amongst these guys and be able to say, you know, I think that these FCS guys can play. And, you know, that's one of my biggest goals, is to show that, you know, FCS guys can play at this level and just play amongst these boys, because there's some great players out there, but, you know, we got some good football players too.
Any role model from FCS? Like Ryan Westbrook was a guy from Villanova.
He's a monster. He's one of the best ever. You know, it's definitely some guys you look up to, and just the current guys that are being able to, you know, go into the league, and, you know, just it's kind of opening a pathway for us, you know, FCS guys to get opportunities. You know, I'm blessed to be a part of it.
I kind of feel you a little bit, you know, coming from North Dakota State. You guys are perennial champions. Yeah. You know what it's like. Then you come to Green Bay. It's title town. That kind of adds to it a little bit.
Well, definitely. The colors are the same, too. So that I can wear some of my college gloves. But it's definitely a blessing. I really feel like that I'm truly in the best place for me. And just, you know, the way that all they talk about is winning. That's what I've been accustomed to, and that's what we talk about. So the mindset of a champion is still the same, and it remains the same. So, you know, that's the only way I come into this thing. I'm coming to this organization, do whatever I can to help the team, you know, whatever they need to get to the Super Bowl. That's the main goal.
When you come out of, you know, college, and you're trying to decide where to go once you haven't been drafted, you look at the history of where guys have had a chance perennially, and then you know that Green Bay perennially does give guys a chance.
Well, definitely, you definitely have to look into that, because, you know, a lot of guys have had opportunities. Or some of these, there's some guys in the league that are backups that are, you know, could be great. Great all-stars, great popos, Aaron Rodgers per se, you know, but he had to sit behind a Hall of Famer. And now, you know, you just wait for the opportunity, wait for that chance. And Green Bay is one of the places that, you know, actually gives you a legitimate shot. And that's all you can ask for. You know, there's a lot of guys that say, well, I wish I had a chance. And when you come to a place like this, it's so special and so unique to be able to say they'll give you a shot. So that makes you go out there and really give them all you got. And if you're always not good enough, then you're happy and you're blessed to be able to have that opportunity.
How do you see yourself taking that shot, making it awesome and making it a pressure? What do you have?
Well, definitely you have to show that you buy in. You know, there's a lot of guys that come in here too, and they, you know, they've been prima donnas at the bigger schools, and at the FCS level, I had to eat breadcrumbs. So, you know, it's definitely you come in here, you just do whatever you can to participate, do whatever you can, show that you're willing to be a part of this program, this organization. And, you know, you just do everything you can. You know, if your best is not good enough, you know, you still have the opportunity.
What's your special teams background like? College, do you have to play for
the team? Well, special teams. I never really had to deal with that too much, but coming here, it opened my whole mind to a whole other world. So I feel for those guys in college that had to do special teams a lot, because it's taxing to the body. I'm not gonna lie.
And do you feel like that's kind of the road to get where you want to get, a roster spot? Is getting, you know, noticed on that level?
Yeah, well, definitely. When you get to this level, you know, everybody's contributes. You know, there's guys that are Pro Bowlers that are on the special teams, and just to be, you know, whatever you got to do to make the team, to make their roster, to give what you can give, you know, to a winning atmosphere. And that's the biggest mindset. Whatever I have to do to make sure I can say that I help contribute to the, you know, the Packers. That's whatever I got to do.